Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Having already accused his friend of being loquacious, vacuous, hypocritical, and ignorant, Zophar feels he needs to make things clearer, so Job doesn't miss the point. God is looking for people like you, Job. Quote, if he passes by, imprisons, and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows deceitful men. He sees wickedness also. Job 11, verses 10 and 11. You're just the kind of man the Almighty policeman is looking to arrest. Just the type to appear before the all-knowing judge's court. Guilty as charged. But Zophar can't stop himself. Quote, for an empty-headed man will be wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. Verse 12. Does he have anyone in mind when he says a stupid man can be smart the moment a donkey delivers a human baby? Obviously, it's the man in the ash heap. So here's Zophar's advice. Get smart, Job. Come clean about your sin. Stretch out your hands toward him, verse 13, in repentance. Then purge your life of all this hidden sin. Quote, put it far away and do not let wickedness dwell in your tents, verse 14. If you follow this plan, quote, you could lift up your face without spot, verse 15. And, says Zophar, I can guarantee that everything would change for the better. Quote, you would forget your misery, like water under the bridge, verse 16. Quote, and your life would be brighter than noonday, verse 17. There's just one problem, Zophar. Job was chosen for suffering. To show how a true believer goes on being loyal and loving towards God, even in the dark. I can't help but wonder if Zophar was related to Ishmael, of whom it was written, quote, he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him, and he will live in defiance of all his brothers. Genesis 16, verse 12. It takes one to know one.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.